This is a Limestone Coast Triple M podcast. Triple M, everything Limestone Coast.
It's Paul for you and this morning. Well, as we know, restrictions have hit the hospitality industry very hard over the COVID-19 pandemic. Pubs and clubs forced to shut down right across the country, across the region, and the effects have been felt not only on the economy, but the lives and the livelihoods of employers and employees in our region, right across the country, in fact. And a man who knows all about that, the owner of the Matthews Hotel Group and local identity, friend to many, Guy Matthews, joins us. Guy, a very good morning.
And how are you this morning, Paul? Nice to hear from you.
And you too, Guy. Thanks for taking some time out this morning to have a chat about this. And, as you know, it's been hard on pubs and clubs, the hospitality industry generally, but fingers crossed, Guy, won't be too long. There is some light at the end of the tunnel.
No, when you consider it's 2 months ago, just over 2 months ago, that the hotels got 18 hours notice that they had to shut their doors, and in 18 hours, every employee was stood down. So, in Mount Gambier, it'd be something like 300 employees were stood down automatically. We were fortunate, a little bit fortunate, once the shutdown came on, that South Australia, you've got maybe remember, invented the drive-in liquor store and the drive-through liquor store. And the southeastern was the first country town in South Australia in 1956 to have a drive-in liquor store.
Okay.
And so what that did, it allowed the hotels then to say, right, well, we will offer people takeaway food. And as you know, Paul, because you've seen it firsthand, the takeaway food business has been quite good. And you might mention that last night you were at the park and maybe served something like 300 schnitzels, I heard.
Yeah, that's correct, Guy. It's a busy night, Thursday night there. But, yeah, it's good. I mean, the takeaways really helped. And I guess it's something that might stay around for a while too after all this is over, Guy.
Well, what it is, what it basically has it come, and people like Troy Bell, I'm very pleased with how Troy has worked with us. I'm speaking on behalf of virtually the AHA councillor for the southeast region. So it's not only Mount Gambier, it's all the hotels along the coast and you know, not only hotels, but they shut down all the motels. Motels couldn't, and there's 16 motels in Mount Gambier, and all of a sudden they were shut down, bang. And, you know, this was a huge disruption to the economy of Mount Gambier. Mount Gambier, I was on tourism many years ago, I was involved with tourism, and Mount Gambier has 500,000 tourists a year, with an average of 1.6 days stayover. So that's a huge loss in the economy. It's absolutely unbelievable how much the economy would be, over 1,000 people a day, tourists in your town. So, you can see the effects that it would have had on a town like Mount Gambier and especially the hospitality industry. So, it's very interesting to see that we're going to open up. There has been a few anomalies. We don't particularly like the fact that it's only going to be 20 people. That's hardly worth doing opening. But well, God, as I said to you before, sorry, Paul.
No, you're right. I was just on that. Do you think they'll be able to expand that? Maybe if the 20 people will grow, that might be a test to see how that that goes, and then hopefully
I am sure. And from what I can gather, and people like Troy and everybody are working on it very hard this week. We think that it will be 50. We think the government will see that there's. What's the difference between 20 and 50? But it would still be the 4 metre rule. That means the diners have to be seated in an area 4 metres apart. So a hotel, like the dining room at the southeastern that holds 200 people, under the 4 metre rule that we thought we were going to be able to trade at, those numbers will be dropped down to, well, at 50 at this stage, but at the 4 metre rule, the southeastern would be able to hold 100 people. Mm. So we think that the government will see that this would be the future, and it won't be very long. Even if they do just say 20 to start off with, that we'll be going to, you know, bigger numbers as we go along.
And Guy, one thing that's made me think about the rules and regulations, and I found this a bit of a strange one, the difference between, say, cafes and restaurants, and they can serve, say, with a croissant or something, a glass of wine now, but hotels can't serve a drink with meals. What's the difference there?
No, the hotels. No, when next week, the 5th, the 5th of June, the Friday before the long weekend, hotels will be able to open with, as they say, 20 people. They will be able to have a glass of wine or a beer. Mm. And as I mentioned to you, well, we're serving takeaway meals. We've got the chefs in the kitchen. Right, we're not happy, but we'll let 20 people sit in the hotel, but then we'll have to bring on waitresses. They can't go to the bar and get served or anything. Waitresses will have to serve them at the tables. But to start off with, at this point, it'll be 20. But I by next week, they could have changed that to 50. So, and that's the thing. And one of the things is, I'd like you to just point out that every meal we serve in a hotel, 44 cents for every one of those meals, or 44% of the cost of the takings of that meal, goes in wages. In hotels, serving food is very labour-intensive. You have chefs, you have dishwashers, you have waitresses, and 44% of all takings for food go back to wages for the community, and that's a huge amount when you look at it. So we need people back in our dining rooms. This is where we need it. We need them in our dining rooms for the staff, and a lot of the hotels. At the Gens, they've just done up their dining room. They've done a complete makeover of their giant dining room, they're looking forward, and then they look across the road and there's the cafes across the road serving people, but they've just done up their dining rooms and they can't let a person at the hotel. So well, very, very strange situation.
It has, Guy. I guess in our lifetimes we've never experienced this before, but we're working through it, Guy, and thanks for your time and support this morning, and to all the hoteliers around and everyone, the cafes as well. We forge on, and good things around the corner, hopefully not too far away.
Yeah, we have noticed that since we've opened up, and some of the motels have told me that there are, people are starting to come to town. I noticed last week that the Mount Gambier Hotel had quite a few bedrooms let, so let's hope the tourists take heed and come down and see us over the long weekend. So
absolutely.
Thanks a lot, Paul.
Thank you, Guy. Thanks for your time.
Well, thanks a lot and all the best to everybody. Okay.
You and for breakfast, 6 a.m. weekdays on the Limestone Coast Triple M, and always online at triplem.com.au.